The September court ruling, following a lawsuit filed by the Center for Biological Diversity and the Western Watershed Project, calls into question Bureau of Land Management oil and gas lease sale policy changes made in January 2018. The BLM made the changes as a result of a Trump administration directive to fast-track oil and gas lease sales on federal lands. The ruling applies to lease sales on BLM lands within the Greater Sage-Grouse Habitat Management Area, but it could have far-reaching implications across the West, since the policy changes apply to all lease sales beginning in December 2018. The changes eliminate regional rotating lease sales and reduce the time required for a full analysis of lease parcels from 13 months to 6 months. David Boyd, Public Information Officer for the BLM's Colorado River Valley Field Office, says this shortens the public comment periods that are required by the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA.
The comment periods have been shortened because under the new leasing schedule, we don't have the same amount of time to allow for 30-day comment periods. They're 15.
We had a 30-day scoping period in 2014. Now, in 2018, we have a 15-day scoping period. And we had 30 days to review an environmental assessment in 2014, and now we have 15 days to review an environmental assessment. In 2014, we had a 30-day protest period. Now we have a 10-day protest period.
Peter Hart is the staff attorney for Carbondale's Wilderness Workshop.
And the other thing is that they are not always doing an environmental assessment. There are a lot of these parcels now that they're selling with DNAs, which is a determination of NEPA adequacy.
Determination of NEPA adequacy means that if BLM has completed recent environmental analyses for lease parcels, the agency is not required to do more. DNAs are not new, nor are they a part of the Trump administration directives to expedite lease sales, but they are a key component of the 2018 BLM policy changes that allow the agency to fulfill the directive. For example, if a resource management plan, which governs how field offices manage oil, gas, grazing, recreational use, or other resources, has been completed or updated recently, BLM does not have to complete a new impact analysis on the lease parcel. It can enact a DNA instead. David Boyd adds that a DNA is not open for public review before the final lease parcel decision is made.
But it is available once we have the decision, and then you have the protest period. So someone at the protest period could look at the DNA and say, okay, here's where your determination that the NEPA was adequate, here's where it's flawed.
Hart argues that DNAs keep the public from understanding potential impacts of lease sales and from participating in the process.
You know, we have an administration here that is prioritizing getting public lands into the hands of oil and gas companies over environmental concerns, concerns that the public might have, opportunities for public participation in the management of their public lands, these kinds of things.
The September ruling prohibits BLM from enforcing its 2018 policy changes to lease sales within the Greater Sage-Grouse Habitat Management Area, pending a final court decision. BLM must also reinstate 2010 policies such as rotating lease sales and a time frame that allows for full environmental analyses and public participation, including a 30-day comment period for any DNA. The BLM is reviewing the ruling and has not made a decision. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.